this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio with today's Meet the Candidates interview. On our program now, we're going to be talking with Lady Donna Duchess, who is running for the U.S. House of Representatives. Welcome to the show. And I'd like to begin by asking if you could maybe introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about where you live, how long you've been there, and what experience you bring to the position.
Okay. My name is Lady Donna, and by the grace of the Most High God, I am running for U.S. House of Representatives for Alaskans. I have lived in Alaska for 35-plus years. I mainly live in Anchorage, but recently I've been splitting my time 50-50 between Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska. I am not a politician. I have no experience as a politician, and I have never attempted to run for any political office in the past.
So that leads well into our next question. So why are you running for the position in the U.S. House?
Well, several years ago, certain government agency and department practices and behaviors were brought to my attention. As a result, I began to gather information and testimony from Alaska families around the state. Based on my analysis and going up the government, quote, chain of command from local government to state government, I concluded that in order to address the government's gross negligence and highlight the much-needed responsibility, accountability, and justice for our Alaskan families, this negligence would need addressing at the congressional level.
So what would you say are the most important issues facing our state in the coming years?
I believe in Alaska we have a serious issue with homelessness, as that will be an ongoing issue, as many citizens that I've spoken to are a paycheck away from homelessness. Furthermore, the trafficking of children in our state will continue to be a growing issue. Also, suicide rates are also continuing to be an issue with our veterans, 22 to none, we all know about that, and within our civilian population.
Now, there may be some overlap in this, but what are your goals for our state if you're elected, and how would you accomplish those goals?
My goal will be to usher in accountability, responsibility, and justice in our government for the sake of our families. My four primary focus areas are homelessness, trafficking of children, veteran care, and suicide, as well as our energy economy for our environment. I would engage Congress across the political divide and spectrum to present innovative solutions for these issues, for the benefit of both Alaskans and our other 49 sister states. Hopefully we could work together, put aside partisan politics, which threaten the sovereignty of the United States, and would be a wise solution for all individuals who have been elected for the betterment of our nation. To continue this bickering and fighting will only weaken our nation further, as well as provide a military weak point for foreign government cliques to target.
So in closing, and I give everyone a chance at the end to just any closing comments you wanted to make to our listeners to help them get to know you and your positions better.
My message to Alaskans is to be aware of what is transpiring around you, both domestically and internationally, and to mitigate as necessary for the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for you and your families. Furthermore, I believe that we are slingshot deep in a non-tangible economy, and we are overdue to transition into a tangible economy, so prepare accordingly. Regardless of what the government is doing or not doing, take care to ensure you have what you need for your families in the event of a catastrophic event. Even roses have thorns. Therefore, ensure that you have what you need to protect yourself as well. For those who have an ear to hear, may you walk humbly with the Most High God.
In closing, if people are interested in finding out more about you and your positions, is there a website or ways that they can contact you directly if they're interested in finding out more?
Yes. My website is LadyDonnaForCongress.us, and the four is the number four. I only attend events that I'm invited to, so my email is LadyDonnaForCongress@gmail.com. All invites are brought before the Most High God, so I may either attend or opt to decline.
All right. Thank you very much for your time and the opportunity for our listeners to get to know more from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.